Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things spirituality, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I want to help you get out of your head and on with your mission. So let's do this thing. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. Good to have you here for another episode. Let's talk about getting unstuck. I know how frustrating it can be to feel stuck in your life, to feel stuck in your business, to feel stuck maybe in your relationships, to feel stuck in your direction or particular creative projects. It's just not a fun feeling stuck, is it? So I want to talk through a couple of ways that I lean into or things you can do to get unstuck. Okay. And they're actually quite simple and we overlook them quite a bit. So hopefully this can bring some new perspective, particularly if you are in maybe a time right now where you are just feeling a bit stagnant and stuck and you need to get your flojo back. All right. We need to get your flojo back. All right. Rule number one of getting unstuck. Stop telling everyone about how stuck you are. God, we love to tell every single person in our life how hard things are, how stuck we are, how we can't move forward. Like, it's cool. We have people in our life that we can lean on and ask advice of in these times. And yes, let's tell people and let's voice it and let's express our frustration and our emotions around this. But let's not stay stuck in the story by telling every single person we know about how stuck we are and then doing nothing about it. Okay, because that's where we get bogged down. So rule number one about getting unstuck, let's stop talking about how stuck we are 24/7 because we know that our thoughts create things. We know that our thoughts have creative energy behind them and momentum behind them and our beliefs back our actions and our actions back our habits and our habits reinforce the story of our current reality of how stuck we are and then we keep procrastinating and then we keep being stuck. Got the memo? So first things first, let's stop telling everyone about it. The second thing, I think this is a really important connection that we need to understand and not just in relation to feeling stuck, but just in relation to how our body feels and the connection or how a particular thing in our life feels and the connection between that feeling and how we feel in our physical body. So let's actually talk to being stuck, okay? When you feel stuck in your business, often we need to take a little check-in with how we're feeling in our physical body because usually it's mirroring that. So if you're feeling really stuck, it often manifests in our hips, right? Because we know our second chakra point, our sacral chakra, our hips are where a lot of our creative energy sits, right? It's housed in our pelvic girdle. So if that area of our life is feeling stuck in terms of our hips feel really tight and we can't kind of stretch and open them, our lower back is feeling really compressed or tight or there's a lot of niggles going on there. Our shoulders feel quite hunched over or up around our ears and we actually haven't been moving our body, meaning we haven't been actively trying to move energy in our body and our body is feeling stagnant. Our body physically is feeling stuck or rigid or tight or tense. And that is the opposite feeling to feeling unstuck or feeling in flow. So look at the direct connection between what you're feeling in a particular area of your life and how that's being mirrored in your physical body right now. And then ask yourself, how do I need to get energy moving in my body or energy moving or circulating in my body or in my field right now to get energy moving again in my business or with my creativity or in my relationships? Because most of the time, what we're generating in the body is what we're generating in our life, okay? And if we're not generating any movement in the body, meaning we just aren't moving and we're getting stagnant and we're getting bored with how we're moving our body, we're getting stuck, we're not feeling inspired by the way that we're looking after ourselves or moving our physical body, and we need to maybe shake it up and mix it up a little bit, often that's where we get really bored and stuck and stagnant in our life, in our creativity, in our relationships, in our business. So what is physically manifesting in your body right now, and what's that telling you about other areas of your life? Because if we want to start to feel in flow again, start to shift any stagnant energy, ask your body, how can I start to open to this feeling in my body first and get energy moving again in my body? What would inspire me? What would activate some fire in my body and some inspiration and some motivation and some creativity? How can I open my body to more flow and let that flow out to my business? Okay, so what would create flow again in my body and then my business? Okay, next point here. Sometimes we just create massive stories around what being stuck is, and we think it's going to take months and months and months and months to get out of it. Sometimes it's really, really simple with the fact that you're just one decision away from being unstuck. Sometimes you just need to make a decision, any decision, to get unstuck again, because the universe can't start to pour in new energy if you're just making no decisions. Like, it needs some direction on where to go. So just any decision, like make a decision, do one action so that energy can start moving through you again and moving in your life again. And the universe can be like, oh, this is where she wants to go. Cool, let's pour some intention there. So right now, if you're feeling really stuck, ask yourself, what is the decision I'm just procrastinating on? What action step am I just procrastinating on and actually overthinking and making it out to be a bigger deal than it needs to be? Because I guarantee a lot of the times you're stuck, you just need to kind of tune in and say, okay, what am I dancing around here? What if I just made one decision and then just put my energy in that direction and see what happens? And that will get the clogs turning again. So if you're feeling stuck, what is one decision I need to make today, and can I back it up with some action? Think about, here's an example, if you're feeling really stuck with like using your voice in your business, or you're like, oh, I haven't written a post for a little while, or I haven't shared something, or I haven't had this conversation, or, you know, and you're building up a big story about what that means and making it a bigger deal than it needs to be, rather than like, okay, why don't I just make a decision that I just do a post today and that's the action, and hey, cool, now I've just turned the clog a little bit to feel a little bit less stuck. And then it's just one more after that, and that's one more after that. Yogi Bhajan has an awesome mantra that says, when time is on you, start and the pressure will be off. When the time is on you, when you're feeling stuck, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling like there's all the things you need to do and you're procrastinating and don't know what to do, make a decision, meaning start, and the pressure will be off. When the time is on you, start and the pressure will be off. Make a decision and the pressure will be off. Take one action and the pressure will be off, and get things moving again. Last step here, I want to acknowledge that for a lot of the time, sometimes there is a lot of gold in that stuckness. There's a lot of gold for us. There's a lot of hidden little lessons for us in that stuckness. And something that comes to mind is an awesome quote that I think was Gabby Bernstein. She shared that obstacles are often detours in the right direction. So sometimes when we get stuck, it's actually required for us to pause, do some self-inquiry, and some asking ourselves some inner questions here of like, okay, what's really going on here? Why am I feeling really scared to take the next step? Why is this feeling like such a big deal? Why is there so much fear around this? Why am I staying stuck? Why am I procrastinating? What's really going on here? What am I scared might happen if I show up for this? What might happen if I keep expanding, keep up-leveling, keep shifting, keep growing, keep owning what I want to do? What might happen in that? Because often that stuckness is coming from a little unconscious fear that change is coming, that we're starting to learn new things, or we're starting to have to show up in a new way. And that's what we're actually scared of. And that's why we procrastinate and we self-sabotage so that we stay stuck, because it's too scary to lean into what that could mean if we keep moving forward. Woo! Some goodies in there. I hope that they really support you. And like I said, getting unstuck can actually be really simple and really fun and really easy, but it starts with getting energy moving again in the body. Making a friggin' decision, just any decision, is better than no decision. And then remembering that maybe there's some lessons in this stuckness and asking yourself, what am I afraid of if I keep moving forward and I keep being in my flow? What might that look like? Hope this really served you, my friends. If you're feeling stuck right now, know that you can shake it up and you can invite flow back into your life, and it doesn't have to be a big scary thing. But let's stop telling every coach and their cat and every person and their dog about how stuck we are and just make some new decisions and let ourselves get unstuck again. How easy could it be? Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you soon, friends.